ऑप्यूलेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा। लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्सप्लेन्ड टू सनातन गोस्वामी अबाउट लॉर्ड कृष्णाज ऑप्यूलेंस बोथ स्पिरिचुअल एंड मटीरियल। लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज दैट इवन द मटीरियल ऑप्यूलेंस ऑफ माइन कैन नॉट बी फैदम्ड बाय ऑर्डिनरी माइंड्स। वन मे मेजर द नंबर ऑफ स्टार्स and atoms within the material universe, but to ascertain my entire opulence is impossible, even for Brahma and Lord Shiva. What to speak of my spiritual opulences, which is 3/4 of my entire opulence? Goddess Durga governs the activities of the conditioned souls by punishing them for being forgetful of Krishna and gives such souls the result of pious and impious activities. Here she resides with her attendants, executing the order of Lord Krishna. Sanatan Goswami questioned, "Why am I suffering from the threefold miseries?" The Lord answered, "As soon as the soul turns away from Krishna, Maya Devi tortures such a soul with the threefold misery. Sometimes she pulls him to heavenly planets, and sometimes drowns him in hell till the soul surrenders to Krishna." Lord Anantashesh sings Lord Krishna's glories with his 1,000 mouths. Yet he feels unable to glorify him fully. One day, flying through the sky, Lord Brahma felt like paying a visit to Dwarka to see Lord Krishna, whom everyone calls the Supreme Lord. Overcome with false ego, he wanted to see who Lord Krishna is after all. He thought to himself, "Is Krishna's glory bigger than my own, who has created this material universe and is known to all as Vidhata?" But when he reached the gates of Dwarka, he was stopped by the guards. They questioned him, "Who are you and why do you wish to meet Krishna?" Lord Brahma, being overwhelmed with pride, said, "You don't know me? I am Vidhata. Your Lord knows me very well. Go and tell him that Vidhata has come to see him." The guards replied, "Look, sir, you cannot go in as long as you don't have my Lord's permission. So kindly wait till I get his permission to let you in." The guard went in and informed Lord Krishna, saying, "Someone by the name Vidhata has come to meet you." Lord Krishna, who is the super soul within everyone's heart, including Brahma and Shiva, knew that Lord Brahma was overcome with pride. Lord replied, "Vidhata, who is that? Sorry, but I don't remember anyone by that name." The guard came out and said, "Sir Vidhata, my Lord said that he can't recollect anyone named Vidhata." Lord Brahma said, "Go again and tell your Lord that four-headed Brahma has come." "This is very strange. How come Krishna doesn't know me, Vidhata?" The guard again went in and informed Lord Krishna, "My Lord, four-headed Brahma has come to meet you." Lord Krishna said, "Oh, why didn't you say so in the beginning? It is Chaturmukhi Brahma after all. Now I remember. Please ask him to come in." When Lord Brahma came in, Lord Krishna asked the reason for his coming. "Oh Lord, I shall tell you why I have come. But first, clear my doubts please. Why did you say that you didn't know me? Is there any other Brahma besides me within the universe?" Lord smiled and immediately called all Brahmas and Shivas of all the universes for an emergency meeting. Just like the president summons all his ministers. Brahma was flabbergasted. He said, "Oh Lord, what is this that I am seeing?" He felt like a rabbit amongst elephants. Lord Brahma saw to his right. There were Brahmas with 10 heads, 100 heads, 1,000 heads, 10 million heads, and 100 million heads, which nobody could count. He then turned to his left and saw thousands of Shivas, but unlike Shiva, his son, with 1 head, there were Shivas with 1,000 and... By Lord's mystical potency, none could see anyone but himself, nor could they meet or talk amongst themselves individually. Brahma was surprised to see millions of Indras and demigods from different universes waiting for Lord Krishna and singing his glories. He saw Lord Krishna seated on his opulent throne, being served by 16,108 wives, headed by 8 principal queens. All Brahmas and Shivas were paying obeisances unto him. The sound of their helmets was rhythmic and tumultuous. It appeared as if the helmets were offering prayers. Lord Krishna said gently, "How are all of you? I wanted to see you all together. Is there any fear of demons or any other issue? Then tell me, I will solve all of them." All Brahmas and Shivas spoke in unison, "O dearest Lord, by your mercy we are glorious. All glories to you, the original person, by whom the entire universe is created, maintained and destroyed. We cannot do anything without your empowerment. So we seek your protection and surrender at your feet. It is our greatest fortune that you have called for us." After the demigods left, the Lord said, "O Brahma, do not be surprised at all. This is just a part of my material opulence, which is only 1/4 of my entire opulence." Lord said to Brahma, "Your particular universe extends 4 billion miles only. Therefore, it is the smallest of all universes. Consequently, you have 4 heads. Some universes measure 1 billion yojanas, some 100 trillion yojanas. The size of the universe corresponds to the head of each Brahma. In this way, I maintain innumerable universes. Dear Brahma, all these Brahmas and Shivas of different universes who serve me and all my opulence is just a small spark located at the tip of the nail of my small left finger. Nobody can measure my material opulence. Then what to speak of my spiritual opulence, which remains unmanifested even to the demigods?" Lord Brahma prayed, "Dearest Lord, I am insignificant. Just measuring 7 spans of the palm of my hand, yet I feel that I am the doer. Please forgive my arrogance. I cannot do anything unless empowered by you. May I not be blinded by the mode of passion again. Foolish people think that they know everything about Krishna. But as far as your opulence is concerned, it is beyond the reach of my mind, body and words." Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki Jai!